وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو الرد. متفق عليه. وفي رواية لمسلم من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. We are in this chapter that we are forbidden from bid'ah and bringing new things in our deen. A bid'ah, innovation, is defined as any act that is not based on any law of the Sharia, nor can it be proven or supported by the Quran or Sunnah. That is, it is something outside of Islam, a new thing, a different thing. It is strongly prohibited because it destroys and dilutes the foundational principles of the faith. It means that the deen was not complete and therefore we need new things. Therefore it is totally forbidden to bring any new things into deen. Innovations are not necessarily limited to acts of worship, but they also include religious beliefs, ideologies, behavior and conduct. In any aspect of our deen, the deen itself, including the propagation of deen, all that we should follow the ways which have been taught to us and brought to us from the Quran and Hadith. We should not bring any new ways from our side. All of them are bid'ah, and bid'ah is strongly condemned in deen. In this hadith that we read, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that man ahdatha fi amrina hadha, a person who brings a new thing in this matter of ours in deen, that means it will be a foreign and alien thing, a new thing, a different thing. Ma laysa minhu, which is not part of deen. Anyway, you don't find it in Quran nor in hadith. For huwa raddu, then such a thing is rejected. It is not acceptable at all. A similar narration comes in Muslim Sharif also, that man amila amanan laysa alihi amruna, a person who does any amal and there isn't any proof of it from our side, that is from Quran and Hadith, for huwa raddu, then that is rejected. From this hadith we learn that every innovation or action that contradicts the clear text and laws of Islam should be disregarded. We should avoid it totally and we should not fall into anything which is new. And in that, what we commonly understand as bid'ah, as innovation, are the things which the Bareilly people do, like they have some khatam on the 40th day of somebody who has passed away, on the third day, etc. They make oras, etc. All these things. That is also totally haram. There is no room for it. There is no place for it in Sharia. In the same way, all modern things which are being done today. And Islam is, they try to give Islam a facelift. And they are trying to bring modern and westernized ideas into Islam. These are also all totally to be rejected. They are not part of deen at all. Deen is that which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was on and the Sahaba, which we usually term as the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the people of the Sunnah, that is the Sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam and the Jama'at of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala. That is the path that we have to follow. And we should make that our goal and our benchmark. If we falter, it is our weakness, but we don't justify it. If we say that to live in the camel age, we cannot live now, which is true, practically we cannot live exactly, travel on camels nowadays, etc., live in the type of houses the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu lived, but that is what we should cherish. And we ask forgiveness from there. We don't justify and say now we have to live a modern way, because then there is no end to it and we'll go more and more and no sign of Islam will be left. As it comes in a hadith that a time will come that only the name of Islam will be left. there will be nothing, practices of Islam will be all completely distorted and they won't exist. Just anything, everything a person will do, he'll say is Islam. Just like with halal today. Today there is very little halal in the shops, etc. But everywhere, the name halal is everywhere. But how much is it halal, that is a different story completely. May Allah give us tawfiq to follow the true deen and to hold on firmly to it. And it is very important for us in our family circles to see that we don't allow any of these wrong things. May Allah give us tawfiq.